Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
And welcome back to another episode of Don't Blame Me. Lily is currently, if you're watching this, taking a selfie for her Instagram story.
You know, I haven't posted in a long time.
In like literally 15 minutes.
Well, no, like besides today.
Oh, for sure. Lily Marston is here.
Hi.
Back by popular demand.
You always say that, but like, I'd like you to show me one comment.
Okay. No, okay, for sure.
Oh, thanks, guys. Mm-hmm. I need the self-esteem boost.
The listeners of the podcast do me a solid because the people that they request, no offense to you and Aislinn, they pick the easiest people for me to get on the podcast. I mean, you've canceled, but like, you live here, like, we're friends,
yeah,
and you live here, and it's also like a fun experience for me. And so I feel really like
you
taken
don't
care
ask
of.
That much. I've only canceled once.
No, I had asked you, but you kept saying you were busy.
You were out of
okay,
town.
Then you okay, wrote, and then you canceled.
Yeah, you've been busy, okay, but it's okay.
Continue.
And you also didn't respond to some of my emails as well.
Oh, that's, I don't, yeah. Emails are not my.
No, my poor time. Well, guys, if you're new here, this is an advice podcast. If you want to leave a voicemail for an upcoming episode, you could leave us one at 310-694-0976. And international listeners, you can send us an audio message at meganpodcast@gmail.com. So, shall we get into it?
Yeah.
Give some fucking advice.
Hi, Megan, Melissa, and guest. So, I am calling about two guys that I work with. My team at my work, where I work at, consists of six people, not including my boss. Three are male, and three, including myself, are female. Now, two of the guys I work with are younger. Like, one's like 28. 27-ish, I think, and then one is like 23. So both like super young guys were very, very nice to me. Like when I had to come in an interview and like talk with the team, everyone was super nice, including these two guys. But all of the sudden, it's like if I try to talk to them or like talk, like just anything, it's like they completely ignore me and I have no idea why. I never say any, I mean, if we have conversation, it's very casual. In my, like, between my team, it's nothing where, you know, I'm spouting, you know, anything and everything. Like, I think and feel. It's just very casual. I mean, I've done nothing to warrant anything. I mean, it's the, like the point where, like, if I'm going to the elevator to leave, they will walk past and take the stairs and not acknowledge me. Like, if I say something directly to them, it's like a really short response. And then, like, just avoiding any other confrontation at all costs. And it's just bothering me at the sense of, I don't know what I've done to deserve this. I don't know if it's just like, they're like not mature and like, don't know how to talk to like females in a professional setting, but then they'll go and like talk to other females. Like, it's no problem. And it wasn't the problem before until like these last 2 months. So like, I know I haven't said anything. I haven't done any like ill things. I mean, I've rarely talked to them, but like, again, when I do it, small talk. But I mean, it's kind of the point where it's like, I am very uncomfortable at my job with these two guys because I'm like, what did I do to deserve this kind of treatment? Am I overreacting? Which I probably am, but at the same time, it's just like, if I don't know what I did to be ignored like this. And it's not something I'll want to bring up with my boss just because I just don't want to make any more trouble out of this small group than I need to. And I think it'll just draw more negative attention to me already, which I, again, don't know why. But any advice you have would be great. It sucks. Thanks so much.
I'm going to be level with you. You did something. I don't know if you did any, like, they are interpreting something you did, or there is something happened.
It seems like not even something specific.
But it changed in 2 months. She said 2 months ago it wasn't like this. Yep.
That's when they started working together. Well, then they just
got to know you and didn't like you.
Honestly, like, I hate that. And you sound like a lovely person.
They can be total dicks. They're
obviously assholes and very immature. Like, if they're avoiding you and taking stairs and stuff.
Well, that's why I think that, like, you don't do that if like, they just don't like you.
Well, like, and that's like them like getting together and being like, let's show her.
Like, it's super intentional. Like, if I, like, let's just say, and I'm saying hypothetical, let's just say that you were just annoying, which, like, me, I can be very annoying. Why are you laughing? But I'm saying, like, no one would go out, you wouldn't go out everywhere. Like, if I'm around someone annoying, I'm not going to, like, do you know what I mean? Like, or it's innocently annoying. If I don't like you, that's the only time I'm going to be so fucking petty and ignore you. And it's going to be from a thing.
Yeah.
I don't think this is just like, you guys don't mesh and they don't get along, because that's extreme. So I think, like, you're saying that you didn't do anything. I mean, it could just be like a miscommunication. They could have heard, like, they thought that you said something bad about them and they heard something like that, or maybe they misinterpreted something that you said or that you did, or it was just like a rumor or something. And it could be just a total misunderstanding, but also, like,
also at the end of the day, it's your job. So, like, first of all, don't go to your boss, because that is just going to make you look.
Yeah.
I mean, then you're stooping to their level, because apparently they're that immature that they're like a grouping together to ignore you. But then I think if you go to your boss, then it's going to be like, oh, the girl that's like going to tattle because like the boys aren't being nice to her.
Yeah.
Like, no, don't set yourself back by doing that. Just go to work.
Yeah. I think the best, like, if you want to ask them, I think you would just have to be direct and just be like, hey, like, what's going on? Like, did we have some miscommunication? Like, I thought, like, we were all cool, like, a couple months ago. I don't know, like, what happened. Like, just, like, let me know. Like, I'd like to fix this if there's something to fix. Or if not, like, I just want to get an answer. And you can do that. And I think regardless of if they say something that it is like, oh, we thought this happened, you can
set the record straight.
Yeah. Or if they're just like nothing, then it'd be like, okay, cool, whatever. And then just move past it and you work with them. They don't need to be your friends and you don't have to stoop to their level and like completely ignore them. But I think at least for me, when I get so fucking frustrated, and I've said this before, when I find out people don't like me that I like, or that I have no issue with, and then they hate me and I'm like, oh, you fuck you. I'm gonna hate you more. Like, I can't believe I wasted all this time and energy. And once you can kind of get down to the bottom of it to like stop trying to get them to like you, if they just don't like you and you can just know that and then be like, oh, cool, I'm not gonna fucking try. Because it sucks when you're putting that effort in and you're trying to get people to like you. And they're not getting it back. But if you get like just a solid answer, then I think from there you can be like, okay, cool. Like, you're lame, whatever. I'll move on.
Yeah. It sounds like just
yeah
a weird situation. And I don't know.
Yeah. I also think, like, at this point, even if it was like a misunderstanding, I also wouldn't want to be friends with these people because I'd be like, ew, yeah, like, why are you like so lame? And like, this is weenie shit.
Yeah.
This is
fucking like literally weenie middle school, shit. Like,
And I'd be like, okay, I don't want you Kyra to be my losses. Work friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you said that it wasn't like super deep stuff, it was just very superficial, like surface level conversation that you're not having now. And if that's the only interaction that you were having with them, it doesn't sound like you have to like be like have all like that's like you go out of your way to have interaction. So I would just say like, be like, okay, cool. Just not going to like talk to these people and just do my job.
The only other thing, and unless I'm forgetting anything being mentioned on the call, that like maybe one of them thinks that she's like likes them or something.
Oh my God.
That's elementary.
They truly are acting like weenies.
But I was like, I mean, we've clarified that. So yeah. I'm just trying to think of like what kind of weenie.
Yeah.
Like what's provoking them? Like, do they think she's annoying or do they think that.
Do they like one of them have a crush on her? That's yeah.
But honestly, then like the whole group's like, oh, we can't talk
like,
to her.
I don't know. It seems so like.
Whatever. Whoever these people are and whatever their motive is, who gives a fuck? Because they're a bunch of fucking weenies. Yeah,
what do you guys do? Like.
I think meant me. I was like, what? Oh, yeah.
Just like show up and do your job. That's get paid and go home. Yeah.
Like, why is there that much time to be?
Yeah. I don't know. No, but I think if it can be frustrating if someone like suddenly shifts their behavior and like I get thinking that you did something wrong, but I think this speaks so much more of them. And also, if you had done something wrong, like actual mature adults who you'd want to be friends with would talk to you about it, not just like get passive aggressive and be silent. Like it's not even, they're not even worth your friendship. So I say cut your losses, but if you want to get down to the bottom of it,
confront them in person and get their reaction. Cause it doesn't seem like they would be expecting that if they're immature enough that they're.
And if you're confronting them in person, don't be like, hey, I'm like super sorry. Just be like, so what's the deal? Like you can,
what's up guys?
You can talk to them like they're being a fucking bunch of weenies. Like it doesn't need to be like, you don't need to come about it in like a, oh, I am like, oh, like, well, look at what you've done. Like they're being fucking idiots. You can talk to them like they're being fucking idiots. They are. And then, I think you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Can you imagine though, if this whole thing, like she like slept with one of them and then like didn't, and then slept with the other. And like, there is a thing that's there.
Well, that is no someone idea. Else is from some another episode.
It's true.
Oh God. But no other, I no, think that her only. The question besides like why are they ignoring me is just should I ask my boss?
Or no.
Like,
no.
No, absolutely not, unless it's like significantly interfering with your work.
Yeah, if it's interfering with your work, then that or HR. But
yeah. Is there an HR for a six person?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They just sound like fucking weenies and you shouldn't want to be friends with them anyway.
Agreed.
Fucking lame ass weenies. Should we go on to the next one?
Hey Megan. I'm 20 years old. And I've been in one not even serious relationship when I was going into my senior year. And it lasted like 2 months, 3 months. And I seriously have not even like, I've hung out with guys, but I've never been on like serious dates or been in a serious relationship since then. And I have this like, not a fear. I'm not afraid to talk to guys, but I don't know how to approach first dates and how to even find someone to go on a first date with. I'm extremely shy. And so I went on one first date and, I wanted to vomit. I am terrified of first dates, but I was just curious on like advice. I don't even know how to explain it, like, how to date, like, how to approach going on a date with a guy, if that makes any sense. And most people are just like, just talk to them. And I'm like, how? Like, I'm not sure how to initiate conversations with guys or how to approach guys. I'm in college right now, but I'm in a community college, so it's not like I can just go to class and find a really cute guy or go to parties because there's not really parties.
You're just shy. I think that, like,
yeah,
you and
sorry, I'm like literally laying down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, speaking as someone that has never had an official boyfriend,
but also someone who is Lily is too comfortable on first dates.
Literally, no, it's a problem.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, you are the perfect person for this because of the fact that, like, You have the exact opposite.
I'm trying to think of the conversations I even have. I think I just like, like the last one I went on, I was like, I sat down. I was like probably 20 minutes late. Mm-hmm. Shocking.
A dating app, right?
Oh, yeah. That's okay. How do you meet them? Dating apps.
Yeah,
like,
dating apps.
I didn't meet anyone in class. I mean, I met people in class, but mm-hmm. it never went anywhere. It'd be like I was in love with them and then they had a girlfriend.
Yeah. Shocking. And they were still in love with you. They just had a girlfriend. Well, yeah, I think you need to approach it. You didn't self-identify as being shy. And I think sometimes people can have like they think about when it's in regards to like romantic and like relationships, it's like different than friendships, but it's not. Like it's the same way that you would like strike up a conversation with anyone, whether you're sexually attracted to them or not. I don't think you go about it in a different way. Like I go about getting to know a date the same way I would a new friend or someone I'm just meeting.
100%.
And I think you need to take like the romantic pressure out of it.
And the good thing about dates as opposed to like friendship dates is that, well, it depends on the friendship date. But I guess guys, I feel like usually will like ask, or at least it depends on also if it's a good date or not. I've lucked out and not had like bad dates. It's just like maybe I didn't like them that much. Mm-hmm. But they'll ask you a lot of the questions. So it's like you don't even have to think about what to talk about because just answer the question.
Yeah. And if you match with someone on a dating app, you already have that, oh, you are already attracted to me. You exactly. see something in me
that
you like.
So
that takes
the awkwardness out of the equation of like, oh, does he like me? Well, mm-hmm. it's like, well, he's on the date. So at least he likes how you look.
Yeah. And that also takes out the approaching someone factor because I also would not. That would be like the only time. It would be like, it would be a master plan. Like if you saw someone and you're like, oh, that guy's cute. It would be like, oh,
other people would be involved.
Yeah. Oh my God. Like my college orientation leader who I was like, oh my God, he's so cute. And I couldn't remember his name and then found his name and then found him on Facebook. And then I was like, oh my God, he's so cute. And then, I asked my friends when I joined sorority if they knew who he was and they were like, yeah, we do. And then they dropped me off of his house and then we dated. But like, it was, do you want
to don't
like,
do that?
No, but I'm saying like, that was like 3 months, like I met him in the summer. And then that wasn't until I started school. But like, I don't know, unless you're meeting, I think you meet people that you date the same way that you meet friends. And I think that if you're not comfortable approaching people that you just see like on campus and be like, oh, you're cute, I like you. I don't feel comfortable doing that. Like, I feel like I'm a little too awkward to do that.
Do people do that?
That's what I'm saying. Like, so
I don't think anyone does that.
Yeah. You don't have to, that doesn't have to be like the way that you meet somebody. And also like, it's not, I also think that you have to take a little bit more control when it comes to your dating life and not wait around for someone else to like hopefully come up to you and approach you. So I think dating apps are like a great way to do that. And also you can message and talk to people a lot first and then get that kind of like conversation going. And you can talk to people who you're not even that interested in, but it can like help you get more confident to then talk to the people that you are interested in.
Totally. And also I feel like I'll go in like waves of like getting in the mood to date that I'll be like, I'll like have the energy to have like a bunch because it is going to be kind of like conversations that maybe aren't the most interesting all the time. But then I feel like out of like 5 uninteresting conversations, I'll have one that I'm like, oh, they're really mm-hmm. funny. And I'll like find myself wanting to keep talking to them. And then we'll hang out like 2 days later. So we've talked like a little bit, but also I would recommend not talking too much ahead of time because then you don't have anything to talk about once you're there.
Yeah. But I mean, you could talk to the people that you don't have intention of meeting. Maybe talk to the people that you don't have as much like intentions on like meeting up with in person.
Like leading them on.
I mean, fuck them. I hate when people use it like, oh, you led me on. I'm like, no, I didn't. I did. We just were having a conversation. But don't say like, oh yeah, we'll meet up later. But like, you know what I mean? Like you can just talk. But yeah, I think you need to approach it like friendships because when you ask your friends like, oh, like, I don't even like know how to talk. Like, I don't know what to like say. You have friends, like you talk to your friends.
There's not like a secret dating language.
No. And it's just getting to know someone. And also like, maybe I think what you should probably look for, in like, and you can decode profiles and see things. Like, I think you should probably would be into a guy who is a little bit more outgoing and a little bit more like confident. Not that I'm saying you're not confident, but like someone who is going to be, so you're not on a date with someone who like also has no idea what to kind of say. I think that you figuring out if you're and also just really depends on like the kind of person that you're attracted to. And you'll see like, that'll be like, oh, where'd you grow up? Like literally just like think about like the questions you have to answer for a dating profile. Those are like, oh, where'd you go to high school?
It's very basic.
Oh, like what do you do?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just any sort of getting to know you small talk. And then from there it gets into like things that you talk about that are different than you might talk about with like your friends or things like that. But like the first date is just small talk. And first dates also aren't like amazing always. They're not always like really fun. It can be kind of like clunky and awkward and like an interview. But then it's the more you get to know somebody, the more comfortable you'll get.
And it can go from being like kind of awkward and uncomfortable to like completely comfortable within like 5 minutes of getting there too. Yeah. So like, don't let your nerves like, don't think that that's going to ruin everything because, like, he's probably nervous too.
Yeah, I used to get so fucking nervous on first dates. I had to be drunk. Like, I was like, this is awful. I can't do this. It's stressful.
Same.
You're too comfortable.
Yeah, I was like, same for the drinking beforehand. But
you didn't drink before?
No, I did. I was like, but not because I was nervous, just because wanted to.
Life.
Yeah. No, I would be too nervous. I hardly remember Mott's nice first date. I mean, I remember it, but I was just like, it was pretty fucking wasted.
But
he didn't know.
Also, doesn't count.
No, you were over. Do you remember that? Shut up. You brought me the alcohol.
Shocking.
But like, do you remember that though? Because I was like, no, I'm not going to hang out with him. And you were like, no, you fucking are. And then you brought over alcohol. And then you were here when he got here. And then I answered the door. And then he was like, you were like, okay, I'm going to see myself out. And you're like, hi, bye.
She was drunk.
Yeah. No, you were drunk. I was drunk. You brought me vodka.
I don't know.
Yeah, I asked you to.
The last thing I think, if you want a specific, not sponsored, but if you want a specific dating app, what I'm thinking of, like, if you're like kind of shy and don't want just like creepy dudes that are just trying to hook mm-hmm. up, then I've had the most luck with Hinge. Mm-hmm. And it also has questions, so you can kind of like gauge their personality a little more rather than Tinder, which is like something like don't even have a bio.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what else people Bumble.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I think like Hinge is a great one.
Bumble, and maybe not because the girl has to reach out to the guy. Yeah, so like maybe that's not your thing.
But I think that could be a good exercise for you is on dating apps, messaging the person first and then just seeing something that's in their bio, whatever answer they have for like favorite movie or something like that. And then making a little bit of a joke out of it. That I always think is like a great icebreaker because it's like, hey, I read your profile. It's not just hey in that way. And I think like you can get a little bit of confidence there because also imagine like they don't respond for like a week, you can just delete it and then pretend it never happened.
That's true.
Not the app, them specifically. Delete them from existence, you know? But I think you've got friends too. So maybe also a group hang would be a good idea. And also dates just kind of like first dates also can just really be not awkward. So it's not just
wasn't there an app grouper?
Oh yeah, I think Sydney went on that.
Like group. I never did it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
On to the next.
Hi, Megan, Melissa, and possible guests. I have a situation that is honestly not super interesting, but I could still use some of your fabulous advice about it. I am 26, and I'm wondering whether or not a guy I know is interested in me and whether I should wait for him to ask me out or just do it myself. Some background, I just got out of a very toxic, quote, relationship, unquote, a few months ago, and about a month before that ended, I went to a friend's party, at which the guy I was basically ignoring me. So I ended up flirting with a couple of other guys that night. It was nothing too overt or crazy. I mean, what I said to my ex about it when we fought later was crazy, but that's only because he made me feel like a crazy person. Anyway, forget about him. He's not important to this issue or to anything else. One of the guys who I had flirted with a little bit messaged me on Facebook like 2 days later. It was super innocuous, a comment about the TV show we had chatted about at the party. Still, I kind of thought, oh, maybe he kind of wants to get to know me better. Fast forward to after my ex ended our thing, I was back on Tinder and I saw the acquaintance on there. I swiped left because I would feel weird swiping right on someone I sort of knew, but our town is small enough that I know if I saw him, he also saw me. A few weeks later, he randomly messaged me to invite me to a small gathering he was hosting. I had been invited to large backyard parties at his house before, but never to like a 6-person hangout. I went, but we were watching a movie, so we didn't talk that much, and I didn't really have the opportunity to feel up the vibe with him. About 2 weeks later, he invited me to another similar event, going out for drinks with a handful of his friends. I went out of town for almost a month right after that. Since I've gotten back, I've run into him a couple of times, and then a mutual friend, or rather someone I used to be closer with and now don't really talk to, invited me to this guy's birthday party, which was a fairly small event where there were no remotely close friends of mine. So I can't tell if he just wants to be my friend or if he's into me. I feel like if it were that he just wanted to be friends, it would feel more organic, not as though he's suddenly making a concerted effort to get to know me. But he really isn't coming on any more strongly than that. There's no super obvious flirting, but he does talk to me and seems like he's glad to see me. But I just don't know what to make of it all. Some of my friends say that I should just ask him to go get drinks with me, but I'm hesitant to do that because I'm not even positive whether I'm into him or not. Obviously, I'm at least interested in figuring that out, or I wouldn't be thinking about this at all, but I don't want to make things weird if I was wrong about him being interested in me, or if I end up not being into him because he is part of my larger social group. What do you think of that? Am I being a baby by not making a move? Could he be shy, and that's why he's not coming on stronger, / is this his way of trying to make something happen?
Yes.
Or am I being delusional, thinking that he might be into me? Just give it to me straight.
Wait.
Thanks, guys.
This is how I sound.
Oh my God, girl, you're so fucking clueless.
Oh my gosh, you just, literally the last thing we just did ended with me saying, if there's, you're younger, I think you're constantly like, oh, I don't know, does he like me? Is he interested? And I think that's never the question. It's whether he like wants a relationship with you is the question later. But that now I'm like, if there's any guy that is an adult that's showing me any kind of attention, he's interested.
Yes.
They're not looking for friends.
No. As someone who is friends with straight men, they didn't necessarily want to be my friend.
Yeah.
But and I was like, it was proximity and it was like me being like, oh, we're gonna become good friends. But like they,
and it's usually work related or something.
And it's
not like I'm gonna go out of my way to invite you to a 6-person movie hangout or my friend's birthday. Was it his birth, someone's birthday?
He's making up these like six, first of all, a 6-person movie hangout. No, that was a fake date to then bring you over.
Like they all knew.
He's making group hangs to get you to come. And this is his way of showing that he's interested in you. And he's taking these little steps forward. And I don't think that you're reciprocating in a way that's making it look like you're interested.
He, I think, feels probably friend zoned. So then he's just being shy because he doesn't think you like him. But I don't think that means that you need to be like, hello, I'm in love with you. We need to define the relationship. But like, say it like, invite him to go get drinks or something. Yeah. Do something alone. And that doesn't necessarily have to be like, do you want to go on a date with me? And be like, hey, let's go hang out. And then like, see what happens. Also, and it doesn't have to be like, if you don't like him,
that's fine. After one fucking date, like, there's no strings attached by going to drinks.
And that no one even said it was a date. So you could pull the like, oh my gosh, I just thought we were
friends. And there's no, like, that's a misconception. Like, you guys also aren't good enough friends for it to be like, oh, if we go out, that means that we're boyfriend, girlfriend. Like, when Mons and I started dating, like, we were dating casually, but also we had known each other for so long that it was like, oh, like, fuck,
if
I
a bad example.
No, but I mean, if I say yes, I'm saying it means so much. We had known each other for so much longer. You guys aren't that close.
Yeah.
And to be honest, you swiping left on him, you're right. He did see that. Mm-hmm. And I promise you, he swiped right on you. So he's thinking, oh, you're not that interested. So he's kind of keeping you around as much. I think
he might not know that she saw it.
No, I mean, I feel like you like,
it doesn't show you everyone.
But no, but if it's like, if you're active on the app, that's what I like. Okay. Well, I mean, all I know is, again, Mats and I were on a date. I swiped left on a dating app. I swiped left on him and he like brought it up and was like, oh yeah, you didn't match with me. Like, I swiped right. Like, you definitely swiped left.
You could say that you didn't match with him, that you could be like, oh, I didn't see it. But like,
but I think he's probably going to take it as a, oh, you definitely saw. And
I guess it also depends on like where they are and the proximity of like how many people.
I just,
in LA, that's not, I feel like I would not see everyone.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of people I know.
Yeah. I have too. Yeah. And even with, was it this person or that she said she didn't want to make it weird? I guess I've had that situation where it's like, maybe if there's like a little, like maybe there could be something that you don't know whether to, but I usually just do it and kind of like make it a joke, but like, it's a joke that like could be a flirty joke.
Yeah. I think you can, like, if it's like a group hang at his place or something like that, and like, or a party, you can like offer to like, oh, here, let me help you clean up when people are leaving, or when you're there, actually like treat it and flirt with him. Like, don't just show up. Like, he's already kind of made that move by inviting you to something. So then when you get there, it's like, sit next to him or like strike up a conversation with him. He's like, he's created this circumstance in which you're together. And then once you're there, take it upon yourself to like actually like make a connection with him. And then that's the way you're also going to see if you like him. Because I think you're also torn to see if you like him or not, is because like, once you get there, I think you're just kind of treating it like, oh, it's like a group hang. Like, it's a casual, he's trying to get to know you more. And I don't think that you guys are getting to know each other more, and you should. But I think you're right. I think inviting, being like, hey, do you want to grab drinks? And you don't even say like, hey, do you want to go on a date? It's like, hey, like, or saying like a concert that you want to go to.
Find something that you, it's like an activity. So then it's like, maybe not as like, you can talk, but it's not like required that you're talking the entire time and there's something for you to get distracted by.
Or if you have other mutual friends and being like, and you can say something like, hey, like me and a couple of my friends, maybe if it's another friend that he might know, but then a couple friends that he doesn't, like, oh, we're all going to go bowling. Do you want to come? And then you'll be the only one who really knows him. So you're the one kind of bringing him in. So it makes you guys kind of hang out more.
Yeah.
But 100% you asked if you were being delusional. He doesn't like you. No, you are being delusional, but he does definitely isn't to you.
Yeah.
Or is trying to get to know you more. So like,
he thinks he might be into you.
Yeah. And I think you just need to kind of meet him where he's at. I think he's been putting forth all of this kind of stuff. And I think it's not that I'm saying it's like falling flat, but I think he's having a hard time being like, okay, I don't know if she's into it. And so I think that's why he's not being more upfront and forward. And so I think that you should, try it out.
And if you're not like super good or comfortable with making it known that you're interested when you're in person, I feel like texting and stuff is such a way to like let them know that you're like, I feel like I've had guys that maybe there wasn't that much going on in person, but then they'll randomly start texting me all the time. And then we're like casually texting every day. Then it's like, they're not casually texting a bunch of, I mean, I hope they're not casually texting.
No, you talk to them for so much time.
No. But, and then you like can kind of like develop a rapport there. And then.
Yeah. The next time you hang out with him, if you send like.
And then there's like inside jokes that maybe exist that then you can like have this kind of like little flirty relationship.
Yeah. Even if you send him a text that night after you guys all group hang out or the next like afternoon, I think that's pretty clear to show that's what you kind of do after a date. And so if you kind of treat a group hangout in a date in that sense of being like, hey, like, thanks so much for inviting me. I had a great time.
Oh,
like,
I was thinking about this funny joke. Yeah,
I think that's like a great way. Because I mean, for me, when I was going on dates, that's how I would also kind of tell how into someone, how much someone was into me based on like how quickly afterwards they were like, haha, look, this funny thing that you were talking about.
That's my favorite, to see like what kind of leap they'll make to be like, this happened.
I'm like, oh my God, how do I connect all of No, and I used to do that in high school all the time. But I think if you can do that, even after a group hangout, it kind of shows him like it, like you're turning your LinkedIn light on. You're like, I'm a little interested in you. I learned about that recently.
What?
There's a light that you put on LinkedIn, I guess, to say that you're looking for a new job.
A light?
I don't know.
I think it's like a green dot next to you.
Got it.
Or
got
something.
It. The light.
Cool. Yeah. I don't know. Uh-huh. Sydney has a friend who works there. And they were talking about it. I was like, well, it's cool. Your light's on.
You've
like a
mentioned
cab.
It. In
I know.
Quite a few
I just found out about it.
I actually hung out with a guy from college who originally reached out to me on LinkedIn. And I responded, I was like, do you usually hit up girls on LinkedIn? And he then DM'd me on Instagram. It was like,
my God.
Or he texted me and was like, hey, no, I don't.
That's so fucking funny.
I was like, I don't even check LinkedIn. Yeah. I don't have a real job.
Yeah. I didn't even know you had one.
Well, I had a real job before.
Yeah. That's true, but you only had like one. You're the same one, so your LinkedIn was just saying, I've been here forever. Yeah. That's funny.
And now it's just like, cannot be found.
Yeah. 404. Well, I'm excited for you. This is like a good call.
I was like, sorry, dating.
You know?
Yeah.
No, but do you know what I mean? Like, we usually get ones of being like, oh no, if this, like, we, so many fuckboys, and in the scheme of
oh my
it,
God.
Like, this is exciting.
If you want like a really good success story, which like don't compare it all to this, but like Audrey said that Matt, her now husband, started just, and Audrey never had a boyfriend before. And he's just like, he went to the high school next to ours and they like knew each other, but not well. And he just started like liking her pictures one day. And then she like started liking his back. And then she Facebook messaged him or something. And I was like, why are you
Facebook?
On Facebook? And she was like, I think they like started talking a little bit. And then he like randomly texted her when he was drunk one time out at a bar. Aww. They like hung out and like didn't go that well because he was wasted. And then he like texted her another time like a week later and they went out. And then
now they're married. And they're so fucking cute.
It's adorable.
They're so fucking cute.
But it was very much like I think they hung out a couple times that he would be like, come to my friend's thing or come to this. And she's like, is he interested? It's like, yes.
No, it's your like, you're like, I don't know. I don't want to call it like a soft version of that kind of stuff. Like that I used to do it with moths all the time. Like, or I'd be like, oh, my friend's in town and we're like all going to this bar. And then it was like, oh, if you want to meet us up, he's like, oh, for sure. I'm like, guys, we have to go to a bar. Like,
everyone get dressed now.
Like, that's the shit that we would have to do. So I think that, he's trying to create these situations and, you know. He's like, he's pitching it. Like, catch
enjoy
it.
That.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just it doesn't always happen.
I heard that as well. I take a pokeball.
Real athletic.
Oh, God.
Okay. It's time for a break, guys. And we're going to be right back.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Okay, everybody, we are back from our break and we're going to get into the rest of the calls.
Hello, I'm just calling because I've been having some issues with my roommate. I'm a sophomore in college and she's one of my good friends. Freshman year, so we lived together, which is obviously always a mistake. And I didn't really see anything going wrong because she's a pretty laid-back person and so am I. However, over the summer, she started dating someone who is not only her previous boss from her summer job, but is 22 years older than me and her. He spends a lot of time in our dorm room. It's just kind of creepy. He clearly has really bad intentions with her and he smells really bad. I don't really know how to bring this up with her because technically she's not breaking any university rules, but at the same time, it's really uncomfortable to have someone who is the same age as my father hanging out in my bedroom. If you have any advice, please let me know. Thank you.
Wait, so do you live in a dorm?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, that's small.
That's not allowed.
Wait, is there a common area? Or is it just like two beds and like a desks? Because if he's hanging out there, I don't think that would be allowed.
Only if it's after a certain time, I think, depending on where you are. Because like mine, anybody could come in, and then after like 11, we couldn't have visitors in during the week.
You have to sign in. Did you have to? But they wouldn't have to sign in.
No, they would just come in with you.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I don't think there was any kind of regulation on who was coming or staying. I'm so sorry.
That's really gross.
I feel like the most uncomfortable for me is that he smells.
Dude, same. That's what my brain. I literally was just texting with Sydney about this. About she was on the bus next to someone who smells, and she goes, "I feel so bad, but like I need to move." And I was like, "Move, dude. There's nothing worse than someone who smells.
It's overwhelming."
And you can't talk to them. You can't have a conversation. Like it's
all you think about.
Yeah, and it's impossible. And it affects how you like are talk, like how you look at them, and you're just like, and you're not listening to anything. It's just terrible. Yeah, I think if you live in a dorm, I think you have
Do they still live in a dorm or wasn't it?
She said that they're in their dorm.
Yeah, I think you have every right to say like, hey, this is my, like if unless there's a common space and he's hanging out in the common space, like sure, that is also kind of hard. But I do think that there is a little bit, I don't know, I would kind of just be like, okay, fine, then I'm just going to stay in my room. But if you're sharing a room, I think you have every right to be like, hey, FYI, like, I like, happy for you that you're happy, but I'd like to keep our room like a just for us kind of hanging out thing. Like, I don't really want having like visitors in and having him in. And I get that you really like him, but he's also 22 years older than you. So I'm sure he has a place he'd rather hang out than a dorm.
I was just going to say, not to mention he's fucking old. Like what go to his place. That's yeah. Even like an apartment, house, anything.
Yeah. And like, car. That's where she should want to hang out. Like, that's
I would think that you would want somewhere like alone.
Way more privacy. And then like,
and if he doesn't have a place alone and he's 22 years older than you, then I am concerned.
Yeah. Which I'm concerned in general.
Yeah, same. But
which like
dating an employee. Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah. It's a weird relationship. And I think like your friend knows that like everyone thinks it's weird. I don't think you need to be like, hey, FYI, I'm concerned. Like, this is like weird. He's old. Like, she knows. Like, she's. Yeah. Choosing to date him.
Yeah, and I wouldn't fight that because that's just going to make her resent you. But yeah. Just maybe it's going to be awkward regardless. Yeah. Honestly, you're going to just have to confront her and be like, hey, he's great, but
I want to keep
this is
my room too.
Yeah, like, I want to live here and have some alone time.
Yeah, and I want to breathe. And I'm cool with you. Like, obviously,
and I don't even
we
think
share.
You need to bring up the odor.
No.
If you can just get him to not come as much and then it's not.
And then even if that means in your case that you then don't bring people in your room, like you guys just keep your room for just you two and just say that as a new rule. And even if you before has ever you've had like guys in your room or something like that, just be like, and if you hook up with a guy or whatever, it's like, let's go out to your place. And you're like, no, my roommate and I have this new rule where we can't invite people over because she has a smelly old boyfriend. So like, I can't bring people over. I'll go to your place. So just have it be that and make that the new rule because, yeah, I just think like otherwise, it's just going to come across like really judgy when she already knows, like she knows what she's doing. And him smelling is like gross and whatever. But yeah, I just think that like,
doesn't she care that he smells?
Maybe she gets like turned
maybe
on.
Maybe it's a pheromone for her.
And I just wonder, I'm really curious what his living situation is. Because
same.
My freshman year I dated a junior and I slept in my dorm. Or one of the guys I dated was a junior. I slept in my dorm. Never. I wasn't gonna like. You don't do like. It's so weird to bring another. Like you're gonna sleep.
Well, and the beds aren't comfortable.
No.
And stuff, so it's like I would like.
What?
Like, please take me to your.
Have like a like. You're not. Are you gonna fuck right next to me? In the which we had. Jocelyn was on when there. That was an episode. But like, that's. It's just super, super, super odd. That why would you choose to have that? And then even if you're like watching a movie,
it seems like it's like that he doesn't have somewhere to go, or that like she likes being there, so he's like taking one for the team. But like,
well, no.
Too bad you don't get to.
No, ew, and like that's just so creepy that you'd feel okay hanging out around a college that when you're that much older. That also gives across like pervy vibes.
I literally went to a Zed concert that was 18 and over a couple weeks ago, and I was uncomfortable. I was like, there are children here.
Yeah. I went to – what did I go to where everyone was – I went to a bar, and it was all children. And I was like, I hate this. And once, like, they're all probably your age. I'm like, they are so
well, that's
young.
Even – yeah. That's like a college bar. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you're old.
Let her live her life. And turn on Find My Friends for both of you guys so you, like, know where she is.
Yes. Smart.
What? Safety.
She can also talk to her RA because they're like trained in.
Oh, yeah. You
management.
Could also just have your RA be like, hey, my RA definitely would like, he would play the like bad guy between us and be like, hey, so and so's, can you really tell them not like, and he'd be like, okay, hey.
It just seems like there should be some kind of rule, at least like even in my apartment now, there was something in the lease that's like, if you have someone sleeping over consistently for like a few weeks, then you have to like get approval or,
What?
Yeah, that's on mine too. If they're
Shut
there
up.
Over the if they're there over like a month, I think, then they have to
straight?
Be put on the list. It's straight.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's like if your boyfriend was just like basically living with you.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. That
but,
makes sense.
So I feel like if that's in like an actual apartment, like I feel like that would happen in a dorm, but like more severe.
Yeah, because like you're on like your college is like liable for shit.
Yeah.
And that's just super, super, super weird.
Like if you're entitled to like a safe, comfortable living situation and you like weren't friends with your random roommate and they had like an old dude staying there, like fuck no.
Yeah. No, that's super weird.
Hello, Megan, Melissa, and possible guest. I am a 24-year-old from good old North Carolina. That part doesn't matter. But I have a question. I am an Aries, if that helps with anything. I have been talking to and casually seeing this guy that I met on a dating app. we get along really well. We have a lot in common. The sex was super great. But lately, we haven't been having sex due to a medical issue on his part, which is fine because I like just hanging around with him anyway. But we were hanging out the other night, and he was trying to find this funny video to show me on his phone, and he clicked on the wrong one, and it was sex with his ex that he kept. And I was wondering, should I be worried about it? I know that it's casual currently, but we have talked about the probability of it being more and what we were going to do if that came up. I'm not super sure if I, you know, should be worried about it, because now I'm just thinking about all of the things that she could have been doing that I'm not doing. I just don't know. I honestly just don't know. Please, please give your advice. Love you guys so very much. Thanks in advance.
I'm curious what his reaction, like what his
hot take
recovery was.
I don't feel like it was an accident. I don't feel like, are you looking at your phone? You see that tiny preview? You know what the fuck that is. Like, you
guys are stupid. I don't know. I don't think, that's a weird situation to put yourself
but
in.
But like you, yeah. No, it is true. But also it could be like, would you be down to film ourselves having sex? Like, I don't.
Oh.
That's what I kind
see,
of.
See, I didn't even, that was like not even crossing my mind.
Because like if I look at my phone and I'm looking, trying to find a funny video, like, how does the video, like, what's the thumbnail of it that it just looks like your dog or something?
Unless it was dark on both of them.
Okay, yeah. That's valid.
I was mostly thinking, like, when she said looking for a funny video, I'm thinking he's, like, going through, like, saved YouTube memes or something. It was like, who the hell or saves Instagram. Funny video? I mean, I guess it's, like.
Unless it's, like, it yeah, happened like in your real life.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. First of all, just because you saw the video now, does like if you didn't see it, doesn't mean that he didn't have sex with anyone before that the video didn't exist. So like, I don't think you have to be worried at all. Like, was it?
Yeah,
like, I mean, I guess it's like when he was like, if he's like, it's like favorited and he like,
yeah, goes if back you wonder and forth, if he's
I don't
looking
know,
at it.
But like, even then, like if you're not serious yet, then I guess you can't really.
No, and I also think, like, you've been like, well, what is that girl doing in that? Like, she's having sex in that video. Like, she's like, I'm going to promise you, it's not like she's, like, topsy-turvy spinning on that dick, like, doing some crazy Cirque du Soleil shit. Like,
we're going to assume. We didn't see
that. No, but that's what I mean. Like, I don't think that, I don't think, like, it's not that he, like, it's not a porn that he was in that was, like, directed with, like, I don't know, silks and, like, an aerial beam. Like, it's literally a homemade sex tape, but it's just what they filmed themselves having sex.
Like, well, that's because I'm also, like, you couldn't have possibly seen that much.
No.
Also, so it's, like.
And let's break down the craziest things that could be in it. Maybe it's anal. Okay. Do you want to do anal? If not, cool. No. Okay. Maybe some blowjobs. Okay. That's possible. It like just any, like what could have been in it that would be like something that you like, you couldn't achieve. She bends her legs behind her head. Like, I just think like, this is just another, this is a girl that he dated. This is just another, like it's any, like you said, like.
Yeah. And what guy is going to delete that off of his phone?
Yeah, he's had sex with other people before. It just so happens that this is like a video recording of it. And I also see like, yeah, what guy would delete that off of his phone unless he has a girlfriend who saw it and was like, yo, please delete this. I don't think that
you could probably find like old nudes of past girlfriends on a lot of guys' phones that like they're not interested in the girls anymore.
Yeah, it's just like I my earliest like photos on my phone are from like pre-nose job. Like I have, I mean, like you don't go, I don't go through and delete stuff, even though I've got like 55,000 photos on my phone.
Oh, but so no, literally I don't delete anything either. It's from literally 2012.
Lily has nudes on her computer of me.
I always used to joke that from the videos I would edit, because she'd randomly just strip in the middle of them, that I could put an entire sex tape together.
Yeah, she's really good.
But,
just but alone.
Solo.
Yeah, I don't know. It's very uncomfortable and it sucks, but I think I don't even know what was the question. Just should you be worried? No.
No. And I think it's probably more awkward for him than it like is for you. And then if, like you said, I am curious what his reaction to it was.
Because I'm thinking about this time that I was at a baseball game and there was a guy there that was texting me that he had like seen my Instagram that I was there. So he was texting me and I was with a bunch of my friends.
You sent a screenshot?
Well, no, he was like going to come say hi. So then I was like, oh, guys, like this guy's going to come over here. So then I pulled up his, it's Facebook or Instagram or something.
And
it was
you.
Open, but then I like closed my phone and then he sat down and then I was like pulled out to show him something and his thing was up and I was like, so that's so weird. I don't know. So like, I think of how mortified I felt of just that.
Yeah.
And if this was not intentional, I think he's probably still freaking out.
Yeah. And also I'd say if the sex tape part, if it freaked you out in the sense that like, that's not something you're comfortable doing, that's also okay. And if that's a deal breaker for him and the only way that he gets off is filming it. No, but then it's like,
I don't think most girls, that's like something they're like super, super down with. So I don't know, maybe not.
No, but I'm just saying like, I think like if it is a deal breaker for him and it is something, then like, then that's fine. If you're not comfortable doing that, that's okay. Deal breakers in general, that just kind of weeds out the people that you're not supposed to be with. Like, no, he's not going to.
If not filming a sex tape was a deal breaker for a guy though, that's like kind of.
But at the same time, then if a guy said that to you, you'd be like, okay, cool. Bye.
Yeah.
That's what I mean in the sense that like, it doesn't need. If it matters so much to him and you're like, this doesn't have to be something that you have to do if you're not comfortable too, if that's also a part of it.
Which like, it probably isn't that important to him is what I'm saying. Like, I'm sure he literally has one
and maybe
it, and that's been, why it's like never being deleted.
It could have been ex-girlfriend from like 6 years ago. And he's just like saved this one fucking video that is like, oh, but yeah, I wouldn't worry about it in that sense.
And the also, only like, thing that changes the context is like, if he was trying to show her.
I mean, I'm not kidding. The cynic in me was like, he was like, oh, whoa, like that's so crazy. Oh, oops, I'm so sorry. I can't believe I just pulled that up. And it's just being like,
so what do you think?
So did you like watch it in its entirety? Was it 30 seconds?
Like, or like, did it start with just black and moaning?
It's just black and he handed it to her. And then she pressed play and was like, oh.
And then he was like, oh, wow, that's the wrong video. Oh my God, I can't reach it.
He uses that video as like a bookmark. Like he knows where that one is.
Because
they're all timestamped.
That's true. Yeah.
Like, unless video their be favorite fucking, the funny video is just three up.
Question. How funny was the, like, I'm sorry, there's no video that's like 7 minutes long that's funny. So how long was this sex tape, speaking of the timestamp? Hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Was it a clip from the set? I don't know. Yeah, I just,
it could have been. He could have edited. It
transition. I would die.
It's using sparkly. iMovie on his phone.
Oh my God.
It's got swipes.
Sarah and Jonathan sex tape 2014.
Yeah, the music comes up.
It's just,
oh my God.
It's just the royalty free. It's the royalty free, like one that kind of sounds like Southwestern. Like,
yeah. And then you hear the royalty free like thing in there.
Audio jungle.
Yeah. Bond 5.
Oh my God. Well, so really what you have to do is get this phone, get this video and see what it is. No, but if you start dating him, I think it'll probably end up going away.
And then it will just be a funny story.
Yeah, that someone can tell you're running. Just be like, hey, remember that time? Yeah, we'll come. Yeah,
like, down in my room. Time she called into a podcast.
Hey, welcome. You guys don't know us. We're banging in Melissa. We're here with the bride. He's so funny. Oh, my God. That's a Patreon tier.
Oh, yeah.
We'll come to your wedding. Oh, my God. Okay, well, best of luck. Really, what this is on, this has inspired me that I should just film myself having sex.
I'm really surprised you haven't.
I thought you said I'm really surprised I said that. I'm like, really?
No,
I know, right? I just love attention.
It's exciting.
Yeah, I would think so.
Because you're like performing for it and then you can watch it back.
I'm an actor. But then
I would never
see it from a different angle.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it would be something I would want to see back. Like, I think I would be mortified. And then also, like, who is the keeper of the video?
You have to use a DSLR because then it's on a card so it doesn't get in the cloud.
Like, it never is
uploaded
anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's high quality.
Yeah, I would want it to be.
Just like little like SD card.
I have to clean my. But can you imagine? Aislinn always like helps me film, and it will literally. She'll be like, "Oh, whoa, wrong one."
Yeah, like, so don't sorry. Ever do it on a phone.
Maybe it's like
too easy to get that out. One.
Yeah.
Anyway,
too easy for a situation like this to happen.
What if it wasn't on a phone? He airdropped it to himself. Also, you don't. If you didn't watch the sex tape, what if it's like terrible and funny?
That's that was great. The funny video.
What if it was? Yeah. Like, what if it was the funny video? It's like, look how funny this is. And you're like, I'm just watching you have sex with some girl.
It's like, funny. Hilarious. It's hilarious.
He's like, dude, how crazy? Like, so crazy, dude. Oh so funny. God. And you're like, for sure. It's funny because he put it in her butt. I don't know. So it's funny because she shit. It's funny because she barfed. It's funny because he shit. He barfed. Oh my God,
can we move on?
Yeah. Okay. Is it time for Don't Blame Them?
Yeah.
Okay, guys. This is where listeners call in and give us their own advice from other episodes. So if they've experienced something personally, I hope to fucking God someone needs to call in about the call we just did about the sex tape and finding it. Yeah. Please. Please, I would love to know more experiences like this. Yeah, let's like we're gonna source for sex tape related questions.
Well, this is blowjob related. Ooh. So great.
Okay.
Yeah. So the episode where we gave those excellent blowjob tips, then
I had a couple people DM me being like, tried them out. Too. Great review. Like,
and I also had some people DM me and say that they wanted the advanced tips.
Yeah, I got some of those too.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. I've also had a lot of you guys, which I will say I love how comfortable you feel around me, and it makes me really happy because I have an issue being overly comfortable with people I meet too soon. I know sizes of so many of your boyfriend's dicks. So many, like, hey, his dick, one girl, actually a couple girls, like, yeah, and it's a little curved. So I'm like, wow. And then your profiles are private, and then I can stalk, or some of you will send me the handles of the guys that you're dating and then describe their penises. And I'm like, oh yeah, I know God. You. Look, yeah.
No, I think of that, the dick pic that you got sent that time that was like,
the one with the shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, I still never saw it.
Truly, you know what's so funny? It's obviously not Mott's, but it totally could. Like, if I had kept that, because it's literally a J. Crew, like, gingham button-down shirt, and Mott's has that exact same shirt. And I was like, if I had kept this, everyone would have thought it was you. Except he's wearing tidy whities.
Now I don't need to know what Mott's wears. Yeah, Mott's I was
like, wears, I so, just don't yeah. want it. We what? Need to move on
I mean,
again.
Anything's better than tidy whities.
No, I whitey just don't tidies? Want
a picture
tidy of
tidy whities. Okay. Moving on. That's the only dick pic I've ever gotten. Did you know that? I've never had a dick pic from like someone I know. Well, that's offended.
Unfortunate. Oh, I don't think
I've... Truly offended. I've never asked for one, but I like never got one. Also, like, I'm not the girl you send an unsolicited dick pic to. Like, you'd be scared.
No, yeah. I...
You know? Okay. I'm ready.
Hi. This is in response to the most recent Megan and Melissa Eminem episode. With the girl who had never given a blowjob before. All of your tips, fantastic, by the way. I get bored really, really quickly while I'm giving a blowjob. So my tip for this girl is to try to stimulate yourself while you're doing it. Just like, I don't know. The first time she's going to be focused on doing that. But like, once you get the regular motion of putting, like, moving your head back and forth, it gets boring. So what I like to do is sometimes I will, you know, place a vibrator between the legs. And then I find that I give, like, better blowjobs when I am, enjoying it myself. So maybe that's something for her to keep in mind as well. That's all I have. I don't know how so to end awkward. This call. So bye!
Oh my God, I love how awkward you feel. That's funny. No, that's a good call. I mean, yeah, I think that's great. Stick a vibrator between your legs as you do it. I can't.
I have to focus on one. No,
that feels like it would be very distracting.
It is yeah. Truly. They're like, and like I'm
fuck
a,
you.
Yeah, I'm just
myself.
Yeah, I would be like, I'm so much more committed to this than I'm going to be to this. Yeah. No, I think that's like a great call though. If you're getting bored while you're doing it. But yeah.
Do you want to know what you I got thought any she tips? Said?
What?
I thought she said, while you're doing it, just, I think she said finger yourself. or
she says stimulate.
Stimulate yourself. Oh,
that I thought she said sing to yourself.
Wait,
well, that's a high great. School.
And I was like, literally. Oh my God, Megan would have done that.
Me, Justin Bieber mistletoe was literally like in high school, but I was fucking bored like, and
it's
wasted.
Just long enough.
Yeah, I would just be like, let me go through this song in my head. It's not the tune of mistletoe, but you know?
Kiss or any on, song.
No, I guess it must have been around Christmas time. Actually, when did that come out?
Santa only comes once a year.
Wow. Mrs. Claus is like, fuck you.
Who said she doesn't, though?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, she's saying fuck you to you and your orgasm. Mm-hmm. She's good. She's got, you know, never mind.
Nope. No. Eject. Uh-huh. Candy canes.
Candy cane. Yeah, I think this is a great tip. I would also say if you're going to do this, know your partner well enough to know if they would want you to let them know that that's what you're going to do, so they
don't just
hear a vibrator as you're like. Because for me, I heard like a vibrator, like not if I was someone else, not related. I'd be like, answer. Is someone weed whack? Like, what is happening? Like, what is this? No, like,
well, they
know?
Are weed whacking.
Yeah, they're whacking. But yeah, I think this is great, and we really do love how many you guys loved the blowjob tips from that episode, and wishing you all. Good wet sex. We love wet, good wet sex.
No.
No one wants dry sex.
That, no.
Stop it! Also, in that earlier call when the girl had said they had like abstain, they weren't having sex with a medical thing, do you think he also ripped his dick?
No, in my head, I just was like, oh, did you hurt
Do
his
you
back?
Know you can... Oh, you're so just such a wholesome. No, do you know you can rip a dick?
Mm-hmm. Define rip.
No, rip. And we've been told it's a lot of blood.
A lot of blood.
Is that crazy? I know. Wild things. We learned a lot of things here too.
I learned a lot. I feel like every time I come.
Yeah, I've been learning. I've been learning. That's the end of my
continuous
sentence.
Education.
Continuous. Continuous. Okay, guys. Well, that's it for our episode. Lily, plug your shit.
I was like, what?
Would you like me to do it for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Lily has a YouTube channel, the Lil's channel.
I'll upload to it soon, hopefully.
If you just Google her name, Lily Marston, you'll find it all on Instagram.
There's not that much on my channel, but Jocelyn and I have a shared channel, so you can go on there.
Shared channel.
Yeah, there's at least one video a week. That'd be great if you could go subscribe.
Check out her Instagram.
Yeah. It's riveting content.
Mm-hmm.
I actually need
content.
To post those. You know those pictures we took on the balcony of that house?
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like Jack and Rose, but...
You're naked?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of. Mm-hmm. Not really, but follow me on Instagram.
Check it out. Mm-hmm. And if you guys want to be on an upcoming episode of Don't Blame Me, leave us a voicemail at 310-694-0976. And international listeners, you can send us an audio file at meganpodcast@gmail.com. Check us out on Instagram, Don't Blame Meme Pod. And stay up to date with Melissa and I on our socials listed down below. And below is wherever you are. If you want to watch the video or listen to it, check it out. All of those different things. You can go to our website, don'tblameme.show. And I'm going to burp. So goodbye. Don't Blame Me is a production by me. Executive produced by Melissa DeMonts. Camera operator, Amanda Lechner. And music by Ryan Hunter and Giacomo Picasso, part of the HerPod Network.